glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Welcome to Mark and Friends. I'm your host, Donna Leland. And today we're spending time with Barbara and David Lehman. They recently wrote a book called Hosannas Forever, Hymns of Heaven and Our Pilgrimage. Welcome to Mark and Friends, Barbara and David.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Well, it's just a delight to speak with someone who understands music and wants to help us dig a little deeper. Our wonderful listeners enjoy the hymns so much, and they are just steeped in the hymns, so I know this is going to be a very delightful conversation. Now, you focused in on hymns of heaven. Why was that?
We grew up singing hymns of heaven, and when I say grew up, we've grown up to the good old ripe age of retirement. And we realized after about 40 plus years of music ministry that the songs of heaven seemed to decline through the decades. That first of all, they were not found in a lot of the hymnals our churches used, and second of all, they didn't follow sermons and messages that were focused on heaven. They seemed to be reserved for funerals, and we wondered if that's of God's plan, because he told us to keep our minds on things above, not of things of the earth. And so maybe more Sundays we should be singing about heaven. We're able to find people at Moody Publishers who agreed with that and agreed to our putting together a book, Hymns of Heaven, and we proposed to do 52, so it'd be one per week as a time of thought and devotion each week of the year.
Now, you divided this book into kind of three sections. How did you come up with that delineation?
Well, we have a lot of hymns in our vocabulary that the final verse is about heaven. And there is a Swedish word for that, which is, David?
I found that Swedish phrase that a Swedish friend of ours who speaks Swedish, and maybe some of your listeners do, so we'll check it out. It's hymnlet verset, which means heaven verse. That was our clue that there are ways that people have focused on that final verse of hymns. And some of those are like The Solid Rock, Rock of Ages, Amazing Grace, It Is Well With My Soul. Those are hymns that the final verse is about heaven.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever, my Lord, thou hast taught me to say, it is well.
With my
first thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole.
Beautiful version of It Is Well With My Soul. We're thinking about heaven today on Mark and Friends with Barbara and David Lehman. Barbara, let's talk a little bit more about your thoughts behind choosing some of these hymns.
We could not write a book about heaven of hymns without including a slave song, sometimes called spirituals, because there's a very, very rich heritage in the African tradition of the hymns of heaven that they sang about in the fields. They made them up as they were working and sang them for comfort, to offset the terrible lives that they were living. And then we decided to find, which was a little bit more difficult, hymns that are exclusively about heaven. I think we don't sing about heaven so much because we have it so good on earth, and we're focused on what we're doing now. And so we had to search a little harder to find hymns that are the third section, that are strictly focused on heaven.
Swing low.
Sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Let's think about some of the spirituals that you were able to include in this book. What is one of your favorite spirituals, and how did you choose it?
Do you remember singing as a child, perhaps, Sunday school or VBS, "Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me"?
I do.
And we sang it kind of fast, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you know where that comes from in the Bible?
Do remember me. You know, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Very good. Very good. It was the thief on the cross that said, "Oh, Lord, do remember me." He turned to the thief on the other cross and said, "I took Jesus as my Savior. You take him too." So this song has taken on a whole new meaning for us when we think about that. Third stanza is probably not from that Bible quotation. "When I'm in trouble, Lord, down on my knees." I guess the thieves on the cross weren't down on their knees, but a slave was. And they came out of the field having perhaps been mistreated by the slave driver. And they got to their mud hut that they lived in. It says sitting on the step of the place, and they wrote in their head this song, "Do Lord, remember me." That just really touched our hearts when we read about that.
Well, and also it needs to be, it needs to really be sung at a much slower tempo. It's more like, "Do Lord, oh do Lord," which changes the whole. I honestly, when I was a child, I didn't care for that so much. I didn't quite get it. Now I love it when it's sung at a slower tempo and with the thief on the cross in mind.
Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh
do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me.
I'm praying.
Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me.
I know you include My Jesus, I Love Thee. That's such a beautiful song. Tell us the backstory of that.
William Featherston, who was a young boy who had written a poem that he sent to his aunt. She thought it was in the author's boyish handwriting, but a treasure to the family. He was 16 when he wrote this hymn. A man named Adoniram Gordon heard it and wrote a tune for it, and that became the hymn we love and sing today.
We've been spending time with Barbara and David Lehman. They have written a book, Hosannas Forever, Hymns of Heaven, and Our Pilgrimage by Moody Publishers. Thank you so much, Barbara and David, for being a part of Mark and Friends.
Thank you so much for having us, Donna.
Yes, we are very grateful, and we pray for those who read the book that they'll find joy and comfort in it.
And thank you, dear listener, for being a part of Mark and Friends. If you ever hear a program on Mark and Friends, know that you can go back in and listen to it anytime you want. They're all archived on our website. Just go to the station's website and find the Mark and Friends tab. Click on that and you'll see past programs. Click on anyone you'd like and also tell your friends. If you hear a program you think they might enjoy, they can always hear it at the station. Thanks so much for being a part of Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of Great News Media. We're a listener-supported Christian station.